Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
As Jesus was ministering, I said, Lord, I want you like this in my life. I want you real, just as you were at that time when you ministered.
Hello, everybody. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. We're celebrating Christmas all week long on this broadcast. So, Merry Christmas,
yes,
everybody.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we just praise you and thank you.
Oh, we're grateful, Lord.
We worship you today, sir, and we thank you. We open our hearts and we open our minds. We have faith in God. And we praise you, and we thank you. Oh, my. Thank you, Lord. This coming year, this coming year is not going to be anything like anybody has thought up to now. Mm-hmm. This is a year of fabulous outpourings from heaven.
Oh, good.
And we praise you. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Notable miracles.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Father. We thank you for at the hands of not only ministers in the fivefold ministry, but just among the people, believers, we'll lay hands on the sick and notable miracles will be done. But watch for the children. Watch for the children coming forth with miracle working power manifest around them. And they are just children, and they will be just children. And I'm not talking about 15, 20-year-olds. Of course they're involved. But saith the Lord, watch the little ones. A child shall lead them. Many things are going to be happening in the kingdom of God in 2017, and it won't be anything like you thought. It'll be grander and greater, an outpouring such as has never been seen before,
wow,
saith the Spirit of grace.
That's big.
Whoa, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Let's just praise Him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We praise you. We receive it, Lord.
We thank you and we
outpouring.
Receive
outpouring. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank
great
you.
Great outpouring.
Oh.
Thank you, Jesus.
Where was I? Okay, watch this in glory, and I'll be right back.
I'm Rebecca Graver. I'm from Yoakum, Texas, and we're here for the convention this week. Well, a friend of ours gave us some magazines, and then we subscribed to them and send our name in it. And so we kind of I read those, and then I don't even remember who or how we got hold of it, but the first ones that I remember listening to were when Kenneth Copeland did the Blood Covenant series. And those were so powerful. They had such an impact on our lives. I would listen to them while I was working. And so then by 2009, we actually made it to our first convention. We've been here ever since. The way I started baking is, I mean, I grew up baking. We always did. But when we got married, I was a stay-at-home mom, but if we ever got in a financial pinch, I would always just bake stuff. We'd have a bake sale. Get ourselves over it. And then pretty soon, local stores down there in Texas, they found out we make homemade egg noodles. And that was a big thing in that area. There were about half a dozen little stores. First one of them and then another. They asked if I would make the homemade egg noodles to put in their stores. So we did. And then of course, pretty soon the health department got involved too. So we went ahead and put up a little certified kitchen, and pretty soon we had our store routes every Tuesday and Friday, and we got so many orders for the homemade egg noodles and everything that we were just busy. And also I used it as a ministry tool, because every Thursday afternoon I started going to the jail. And those girls there, when they come out, people don't want to employ them. So if I could have them work with me, and then if I recommended them to somebody, I mean, I was well enough known in the area that if Mrs. Graber recommended them, they would take them. But the way I got into the jail ministry was, we started going to this new church in, well, it was about 2005. And the pastor of the church would go into the jail, the local jail in DeWitt County, to minister to the male inmates. And he kept saying, he said, we need somebody to go in with the females. And when I first heard about it, I said, sure, we'll pray about that. Because I'd just been asking God, I said, I want to talk to people about Jesus, but nobody wants to hear, really. And so it was like God told me, there's a segment of humanity that will listen if you go to them. So anyway, so I went ahead, and the pastor gave me the information I needed to go talk with the officer to get myself the background check and everything. So one thing led to another, and in August of 2008, was the first time I actually got to go in that jail, the DeWitt County Jail. And I had gotten hold of a faith-to-faith journal. So I would read that every morning, and of course, a lot of my Bible studies stemmed out of that. And then listening to Gloria and Kenneth all the time in my bakery while I was working, I was just full of that. And those are what I would base my Bible studies with in the jail. And then pretty soon the girls in jail, I wanted them to be reading the Bible every day. Our church did put Bibles in, but it was like, they don't know how to read it. And so I wanted to give them the face-to-face journals. But for some reason, our local jail said we can't do that. But I could write them. So I got my husband to print out every week, you know, the face-to-face, and we would just have a mail list. And when they moved on, some of them went, you know, they were just in the jail till they got their sentencing. Then they would move on to prisons. And some of them would send me their address, so I would keep writing them. They said, even now they could get the face-to-face journal, but they said they want to keep writing. So I have a list of people now just all over from jails that they went to. And some of them I've never met because they would tell others. But when I gave my life to the Lord, it was like I started changing. And then as I shared with others, you would never go and knock on just some random person's door and talk to them, but if their house was on fire, you might. And see, when I see somebody in trouble, that's when I get the courage. I can help these people. I can tell them about something that will help them. If I can't help them, Jesus can. And so that's what made that just broke the barriers, when I have the love of Christ, knowing that that can help them. And I could keep coming with the word because I had the materials from the Copeland Ministries that kept me fed and kept me going, so I could pass it on to them.
Gloria, I really like that. It reminds me of scripture in the book of Ephesians that says, let him that stole steal no more, but let him work with his hands that which is good, in order that he may have to give. Not earning a living. She wasn't trying to earn a living. She just said, anytime we got a little behind on our finances, I'd just bake a bunch of stuff. We'd just have a bake sale. Well, a bake sale means you just, I don't know how she did it, but she got a way to get her goods out there, and stores started finding out about it. Well, what's happening here? The Spirit of God's moving and setting up a business that not only helped them financially, but look how the Lord maneuvered that and opened up a way after she started a prison and jail ministry. And then she could help her girls and give them a good recommendation. They went into the penitentiaries and they're winning souls, and now they want more of faith to faith. That's the way this thing works. It's not supposed to all work from the pulpit. More of it is supposed to work. The fivefold ministry, the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, is for the perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry, which is the edifying of the body of Christ. We're not supposed to be doing all this. The reason that things are in such a mess right now is that people get full of the Spirit of God, but they don't go down to the school board and put up a fuss because of and say, look, we're Christian people. We're not. You're. Where's the separation of church and state when these other people come in here and make enough noise, they'll change their mind, because demons flee when you do that. And when the demons flee, the people that were influenced by the devil give in. Isn't that good?
Yeah, it is.
That's the way this thing's supposed to work. Praise God. Now then, Michael,
how would you say that?
Hallelujah. Praise God.
My Rossini.
We are. The anointing of God's so strong on me. Hallelujah.
Just bask in it.
Well, the time has come. Oh, thank you, Lord. Turn Michael on, will you? Michael Miroscini. Hallelujah.
My name is Michael Miroscini.
And this is my wife, Maria Miroscini.
We have been partners with Kenneth Copeland since 2009. We came to Long Beach, California for the convention. He was speaking on a partnership. We said we need to be a partner, and we became. And you know what? God made so much things in our life since then, especially after the 2008, the downtime of the market. I've been in the real estate back then, in the mortgage, and it hit us hard. But thank God for the word that was preached. It made give us hope again, give us something that we can hold on and stand, and been a great blessing. At the end of December 2014, I resigned from my job that I had. I worked for a cable company. And for 6 months, I mean, I couldn't find a job. And then sister, cousin came with her husband, and he was in an insurance business before. And he told me about, hey, you can do that. And kind of, I felt like it was God brought him over to our house and gave me a direction. So I went and started doing that license for a life insurance agent. So, and I studied and I passed it, but still we were not getting anywhere ahead at that time. And then in August, convention came, July. And we've been watching it. We set time to stay home, and we have Roku. So we watch on the Roku, and as the breaks come in, we go to the break, and we were watching live, not on the rerun, but live. And we prayed with Terry Pearson said for the pre-service and during the service and the worship, and we just treated like we were at the convention, but we were at home, connecting with the ministry. I found that I've been speaking a lot of stuff that I shouldn't be speaking, so it was like a spiritual health checkup, and we corrected our words. And God put in my heart to make a decision to seek Him every morning, and I kept my commitment from 6 o'clock in the morning. We get up. I get up. Doesn't matter if my family get up or not. And I seek Him, pray Him, and read His Word. And first it was kind of challenging, but then I become loving it. So, and we were fasting for Him, believing for Him, but we added my job into this fasting, and it's like God would be going to believe for me for a job. So, and at the end of the day, we prayed and said, Lord, we thank You for an answer. And actually that night, Maria went and filled out the profile for me for a New York Life Insurance Company. They don't have the advertising anywhere on the website, so they're hiring. So we But we've been passing their building all the time, and we kind of look at it, it's like, oh, it's New York Life. And we never stopped by, never went on their website. But that day, Maria went online, and she filled out the profile for me. I didn't even know she did. And I don't know what she answered. I don't know what she put into it. But then they hired me, and supernaturally God provided the open door for me, that people were able to respond positively to what I've been sharing with them about, you know, importance of life insurance.
We sowed the seed.
We sowed that special seed, believing God will provide $5,000 for us and a certain amount of policies. And it came that month in December, and I just started. And in December, God provided for us $5,000. I start reading the New Testament like I never read before after that convention. And, you know, as Jesus was healing, as Jesus was ministering, as Jesus, I said, Lord, I want you like this in my life. I want you real, just as you were at that time when you ministered. And before, yes, I read scripture. I've been Christian from my childhood. I've been baptized in the Spirit for a long time. But it was just, yes, I just speak in tongues, and that's pretty much it. But never seeking God to the way after this last year convention, the hunger came. And that made a big difference. And it still continued growing every day. And the more I study, the more I read, the more I put myself into the Word, the more I get. And it's just been a huge blessing. And part of that is, like I said, the Canon Copeland ministry of depositing in us and teaching that Word, and not just teaching, but living that Word.
Michael and Maria Moroshny, you guys remind me of Gloria and me when we first got into this ministry. I mean, we didn't set out to do this. It just, the word of faith just hit us with such strength and such force. We didn't have time for anything else.
That's right.
We just went totally immersion into the Word of God. And when that happens, you see, the spirit man, Jesus said, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Your spirit can get hungry just like your physical body can. And man, when that hit us, whoa, man, you just want more. You just got to have more of this. I got to have more of this. Praise God. And I could hear it in Michael's voice. And anyway, this came up in my thinking. It's something I heard the Lord say years and years and years ago. 90% television. 10% word, 10% faith, and less than that in results. And you just keep doing this, and you come down to where you're at 98. There are some things that you have to do otherwise, but the thing of it is, when you do, you'll absorb it. And everything, you'll still be hearing the Word talk to you all day long. And you don't have to try to do it. It'll just do it. The Scripture says it'll talk to you all day. You get up there 90% Word, and you'll deal wisely in the affairs of life. That's what God told Joshua. Meditate in my Word day and night. You'll observe to do. You'll be able to see what to do therein, and you'll deal wisely in all the affairs of life.
Praise God.
This is where all Christian failure is. Christian failure is a faith, love, prayer failure. It's never a God failure.
That's right.
It's never the fact that God didn't heal me. No. God healed you 2,000 years ago, and by grace and by faith and walking in love and the power of God, we receive it now. God's talking to everybody. The Spirit of God was sent here to the Christian believer, the born-again believer, to lead and guide. He's leading and guiding all the time. But if you can't hear him, I mean, hey, you're still in a mess. But when Michael got in the Word, and he began to spend time there, and he began to listen, he began to immerse himself in listening. Yes. Now, what happens when you listen? What happens when you spend time with somebody? You develop a friendship with them. And the more you listen to them, the more you begin to hear them, and you begin, you instead of just wandering around wondering what's going on and being led of your own wits, after a while, you get on up there at that 98% word area, and man alive, I mean you're a Romans 8 Christian then. They that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Now you're already a child of God, but when you become being led by the Holy Spirit, then you are a child of God. You're a son of God. You're no longer a baby. You're beginning to grow up. You're a son of God, and you begin to listen to Him, and He's placing you and leading you and guiding you and teaching you. And like I said, He's doing this all the time. If you don't hear Him, you can't follow and do something when you don't know what it is. And that's when people say, I just don't know what to do. Well, the reason you don't know what to do is because you don't know what to do.
That's right.
But if you go to the first chapter of the book of Joshua, that's where he said it. Meditate in my word day and night, and you will observe, or you'll see in your spirit. I'm not talking about these natural eyes. You see, you get revelation. You begin to hear the voice of God. You will see how to do what is written therein. Yes. And the Amplified says, you will deal wisely in all the affairs of life. People, let me tell you something. If you can deal wisely, wisdom, it belongs to us. If you can deal wisely in affairs of life, you can take $50 and turn it into a fortune. People have done it.
Wisdom is the principle.
The
Bible says.
Proverbs 4:7. Wisdom is the principal thing. And get it.
Yeah.
Jesus has made unto us wisdom. So His wisdom's on the inside of you. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
You like that, Gloria?
I like it.
I like that guy. Whoa. Hallelujah. This is the way we got it. And you can have it too. Amen.
And I don't mind telling you, we were on the bottom when we started listening. We were under the barrel.
The barrel was on top of us.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Glory, and I'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.